Brandon, when is a part-time holiday job a good option?
You know, it's actually a good option for several different categories of folks. We've got our young, freshly minted college grads, or maybe folks still in college. Great opportunity to start to put some bullets on your resume. Then there's some folks that are just looking to earn some extra cash. Maybe you're not getting the raises over the last couple of years you'd like. This is a great opportunity to earn extra cash. Then the third group would be the folks that are looking to make some kind of career transition. This could be a good opportunity to paint a different picture on your resume.
For 20-somethings, a holiday job could be valuable, as you said, for beefing up that resume, for getting those bullet points. But what about mid-career or older workers? Are there the same benefits for them?
It can be. What I love about taking on jobs in the holidays is you have the option of putting on your resume or not. So maybe they decide, you know, I really want to go into retail. And maybe I see the writing on the wall in my current role or current industry, and I need to make a shift. It's a great opportunity to get your foot in the door in a new industry and start to build up some experience and some relationships there. I was talking to someone this week, and she was very excited. She's mid-career, probably early 50s, and she's thrilled because she's getting an interview at a grocery store that she really wants to work at. And she has another role, another occupation that she does, but she wanted to do this part-time. And when they were looking at her, what really separated her was her attitude. Attitude is everything today. Because at the end of the day, if you're in a customer-facing role, like most retail jobs, attitude's what's going to sell and build that relationship. So that's what hiring managers look for.
So it's interesting because sometimes you hear from people who are in their 50s or mid-50s that it's hard for them to get somebody to take a chance on them because they figure, well, you're only going to be here for a few years and then you're moving on.
And that's very true. That's very true. But in this situation of being more seasonal, it's set up. It's almost like a mini internship, for lack of a better word. It's set up that there's a beginning and end.
So you can demonstrate, here's what I can do for you.
You got it. And you can. And remember what I said earlier. It's an opportunity to build those relationships. Trust today matters more than anything else. So if they know you and know what you're capable of and know your attitude, they're more likely to want to hire you. People are getting flooded by resumes, so they're leaning more towards who they know, not what people know.
Does the interview for a part-time job like this have the same weight as an interview if you're trying to get that next big job in your career or that next full-time job?
You want to treat it equally seriously. You know, show up with a suit or dress very nicely. If it's, you don't want to wear a suit or don't have a suit, dress in kind of your quote-unquote Sunday best. Naturally, show up on time, if not a little bit early. Come with a really strong attitude. Show enthusiasm and excitement. So if you come with those things, it's not only going to help you get that job, but it could really help position you for opportunities beyond that role.
That's Brandon Smith, our regular career and working expert. Thanks very much, Brandon.
Joshua, always my pleasure.